It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope you enjoyed that Super Bowl. Maybe you'd have to be an Eagles fan to enjoy it. I just hope you're well. This is exactly where we'll be for the next 4 hours. This show gets started every weekday at this time, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey for holding it down in New York City. Of course, we're going to go over the game. Of course, we're going to talk about the commercials. Of course, we're going to talk about halftime. Of course, I'm going to tell everybody to give Patrick Mahomes a break. I'm going to tell everybody that, yeah, you need to kiss the behind of Jalen Hurts if you've been burying him over the past several months, years. And that includes people in Philadelphia. I know what people in Philly are saying about Hurts. And now all of a sudden, everybody is changing their tune. Later on in the show, Blair Kirkhoff is going to join us from the Kansas City Star. Get a in-depth perspective on what the hell is next for these Kansas City Chiefs. And we got all week to talk about the Eagles. They're going to have their parade on Friday. Man, if you remember the tragedy from last year at Kansas City's parade, a couple knuckleheads bussing guns, then I hope things in Philadelphia go swimmingly. Even though I saw downtown a couple of stores got their doors busted open, windows busted. Nobody could ever just celebrate. Man, we got a lot to get into. You want to be a part of the show? Easy. Here's the phone number. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I exist everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. You can listen to every minute, every second of this show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got Sirius XM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. I don't know if today is a holiday, the day after the Super Bowl. I don't know what the hell it is. I know I've seen more people walking around here in Atlanta today in Eagles gear than I have ever seen in my life. And I guess that's what it takes when you're a winner. I can quickly identify every person that is from Philadelphia. Before I say anything else, super producer and host Ryan Hickey, how are you, man? You good? Did you enjoy the game? You worked. You watched it from the studio, right?
I watched the second half in the studio, the first half at a friend's apartment, one of those friends being an Eagles fan.
Okay.
So the mood was pretty good for the most part, though. At least the Eagles fans I know are always pretty negative. So even when things are going well, it's still a miserable time.
Right.
So, yeah, no, it was fun time, some great food. Like I said, to your second half, right on after the game. So, I mean, it was a blowout, obviously, but I thought it was still exciting, entertaining, like, interesting. Oh,
you thought the game was entertaining?
I did, and, like, I did in part because, like, you just don't see the Chiefs get blown out really ever. And so, like, when you see a novel situation, even if it is just like, okay, this game's over pretty quickly here, and, you know, it's 34-0, like, basically right out of halftime. Yeah, yeah, it's like, see you later, good night. It's still like, wow, this is so new. Like, we haven't seen this before. It still was interesting to me.
Nah, I would have preferred a good football game. And it was an ass-whooping. This could only be good if you were a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, Hickey was right in his prediction. I was wrong. I did say that I thought if the Eagles did win, it'd be an ass-whooping. Unfortunately, it was. And that if Kansas City won, that it would be a close one. Well, it was not close. 40-22. The Eagles avenged their loss in the Super Bowl from 2 years ago. You got Jalen Hurts, who we'll talk more about later on in the show. He walks away with the MVP after helping to account for more than, well, three touchdowns, period. And even Nick Sirianni vindicated, likely to get a contract extension. Saquon Barkley, his new contract, that three-year deal he got from the Philadelphia Eagles paid off. And then you got guys, and this is a relatively young team, we got plenty of guys right now that are sub 30. The Eagles only have four or five guys on the entire roster older than 30 years old. We better get used to these Eagles here, because they're not going anywhere. You know, let's take a listen last night to Jalen Hurts. And we know about his time at Alabama and getting benched and going to Oklahoma and being drafted where he was and then having to take the starting job and going to the Super Bowl and losing the Super Bowl, having a great season to start last year, but then also getting smacked by the Buccaneers. It's a bounce back for Jalen Hurts. And last night he says, oh, yeah, it's been a long, long journey.
It's been a long journey. It's been a journey of ups and downs and highs and lows. And I've always stayed true to it in the end and having this vision of just being the best that I can be and that evolving over time into this desire and this flame inside to win. And you don't do great things without the guys around you.
This is the first man to be drafted after Patrick Mahomes to win a Super Bowl. Yeah, a contemporary of Patrick Mahomes finally picked up a championship. I know there's other guys. The same draft, Lamar's of the world and Allen's of the world that are pretty much waiting on the same thing. Jalen Hurts beat them all to it. He felt that pain of the Super Bowl a couple of seasons ago. Right now, Patrick Mahomes is feeling that pain. What a crap game he played. That makeshift offensive line with Tooney at tackle just couldn't get the job done. Patrick Mahomes was getting pushed and pressured. No blitzes, but pressured into throwing the ball to the wrong damn guy. A pick six. He's throwing it to Bond, who was a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year. It was just ugly to watch. Patrick Mahomes, 257 yards passing, three touchdowns, which are pretty much a whole lot of nothing, and two interceptions. And we knew one of those was a pick six to Cooper DeJean. This was the worst Patrick Mahomes game. This might have been worse than when he was getting chased around by the Buccaneers. Patrick Mahomes, he blamed himself after losing yesterday.
We didn't start how we wanted to. Obviously, the turnovers hurt. And, I mean, I take all the blame for that. I mean, just those early turnovers swing the momentum of the game, and then they capitalized on them, and they scored. I mean, they scored on the one, and then they got a touchdown immediately after. So that's 14 points that I kind of gave them, and it's hard to come back from that in the Super Bowl. And so just didn't play to my standard, and I have to be better next time.
There were three turnovers in that game. Patrick Mahomes, this man was sacked six times. Think about Josh Sweat got him 2.5 times. I always like when they say you get a half sack. You contributed to this man going down, so we'll give you a partial credit here. Saquon Barkley only moving the ball 57 yards on the ground. They didn't need him to rush for 150. That defense just drove Mahomes into the ground. The Eagles had the ball. Time of possession, 37 minutes to 23. The Philadelphia Eagles, that defense, ball control, classic football, won them the game. And Saquon Barkley last night on the NFL Network, he says, have you seen our roster? It's not just about me. It's not just about Jalen. He just said, you damn right, we are a super team.
I said to the team as the week went on, you know, my confidence grew. I don't think these guys could really hang with us. I didn't think the rush defense would be that good. But shout out to Spags and all those guys over there. But we got A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, Jalen Hurts, Jahan Dotson. We got a super team, and we got the job done.
Yeah, they got the job done. Saquon must be feeling good, right? This man left those loser-behind New York Giants. First year with the Philadelphia Eagles behind that gigantic offensive line. This man wins a Super Bowl right out of the gate as the Eagles' most dynamic player. And let me remind you of this, and maybe you don't know this. The Philadelphia Eagles have like a first-round draft bust on the interior of their offensive line in Mekhi Becton. This guy was a New York Jets reject. And we're going to talk about another New York Jets reject later on in the show. His name is Aaron Rodgers. They don't want him. But Mekhi Becton, this guy was too fat. His knees didn't work. The New York Jets didn't want him. He couldn't stay healthy. Now he's a champion with the Eagles, just playing on the interior of the line. Line is crazy. Jordan Mailata, he was on the team that actually was worth a damn a couple of seasons ago. He says, you know what? When we lost to the Kansas City Chiefs, he says that was motivation. This is how crazy it is. Even the Philadelphia Eagles offensive linemen, these guys are making appearances. Jordan Mailata was on Good Morning America. Listen to this.
Certainly for me, I had a lot of reasons, you know, for wanting to win this game. But it definitely drew from the experiences from the last time we were here. So I think it was just very important for us that, you know, the guys that who were here 2 years ago, for us to finish the job.
Yeah, just finish the job, right? That's what it is in sports. Everybody has to find something to motivate them. They were beating Kansas City 2 years ago. They were beating them. Okay, Patrick Mahomes comes back and the Hurts has a turnover, and we saw what Butker did, 38-35. That was all she wrote. Their head coach, Nick Sirianni, who has had plenty of his own ups and downs here with the Philadelphia Eagles, their fan base. This guy is taunting the fans earlier in the season. The fans are taunting him. Hey, we want to fire you. This is the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. You can bet your ass he ain't going anywhere now. He's going to be sticking around for the long term. And I know that salary is about to go up. You can pretty much tell where the Eagles found their motivation to stomp out these Kansas City Chiefs. It's A, the loss from 2 seasons ago. And, you know, Nick Sirianni, he pretty much said the same thing today. This is when he spoke to the media.
I think I look back on last year and how last year ended, and I'm grateful. As crazy as this sounds, I'm grateful how last year ended, because it shaped us to who we are today and where we're standing today. And the adversity at the beginning of the year, and shoot, the adversity through the season, through injuries, through ups and downs, through everything. I think that when you embrace adversity, it does something to you.
Oh, my God. Hickey, what time did that man go to sleep this morning in Louisiana? Did he go to sleep this morning?
That voice sounds like he got some shut-eye. I'd say about an hour, maybe like goes to bed at 5, up at 7, 2 hours.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. In Louisiana? Oh, my God.
Why do they do these early morning, next day press conferences? For what and for who?
For the media.
They had all day yesterday.
Right. Well, you need to hear him after the win, not directly after the win. You need to have him again today.
Got to have him hungover, Jalen Hurts hungover, answer questions they probably answered yesterday. Well, Jalen Hurts, those guys.
Jalen Hurts is already at Disney.
It's a long day.
Who wants that, right?
You're saying if you won the radio equivalent of the Super Bowl, where you don't want to be immediately, is in Disney World?
I don't want to be looking at gigantic Mickey Mouse, no.
No?
He is creepy. Have you seen that Mickey Mouse down there?
No, I've not been to Disney World in a while, but I think it was you. Didn't you say the eyes blink, right?
Yeah, I don't need to see it. It creeped me out. Mickey, he met me. Yeah, he met me. Mickey Mouse met me. Mickey Mouse met me like 10 years ago, and he comes over, and the first thing he does, he puts out his hand, and I'm like, okay, this is normal, right? Just giant rat saying hello. And then he blinked, and I'm like, whoa, I didn't expect that. Like, we got animatronic, gigantic Muppet Mickey? Like, no, thank you. Now, imagine that and being drunk.
I guess it makes it, I think it makes it a little bit better.
To be drunk at Disney World?
Well, to deal with blinking Mickey at Disney World.
No thanks. Well, that's what Jalen Hurts has to do. This man has to stand around and wave on that stupid float. He had to leave New Orleans. He went from hell, which is not that bad in New Orleans. I love it. And that street is hell, Bourbon Street. And he went to like a adult version of Hickey. I hate that airport too. MCI, I hate that place.
Never been in Orlando.
Yeah, a bunch of kids running around, everybody in the airport. I'm like, all these people went to Disney.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it makes me sick. Just saying, all these little rugrats in the airport. I'm like, am I getting on a plane out of here? What are these rugrats doing here? Anyway, congratulations, Jalen Hurts. building on the pain from a few seasons ago to ultimately win a Super Bowl. And Jalen Hurts, he's a champion. He got that championship before the MVP Josh Allen. He got his Super Bowl MVP and championship before multiple-time MVP in Lamar Jackson. In the NFL right now, it's Patrick Mahomes, it's Jalen Hurts, and then everybody else. And I'm not just talking about guys who won a Super Bowl. Come on, we got Matthew Stafford running around right now. We don't know where he's going to play next season. And we know he is past his prime and past his expiration date. There was a point in time in the NFL, throughout the course, the better part of the past 25-plus years, where there were two quarterbacks, maybe three, and everybody else had to pretty much carry their bags. It was Tom Brady at the top. And despite the fact that Peyton Manning did not get anywhere close to seven championships like Brady did, only walked away with two, we knew he was the second-best QB. And then you got Drew Brees, who had one. And then you got Ben Roethlisberger, who had two. But we know who is at the top of the totem pole. Until somebody else grabs a championship, until somebody else lays their claim in their state, this too. That's it. Let me tell you, Patrick Mahomes, he's not going anywhere. You just can't flip a switch like that all of a sudden. About how if he wins a championship, oh my God, could he jump Tom Brady as being the greatest of all time? And when he loses, it's just like, well, let's just discard Patrick Mahomes again. I feel like we had this conversation when Patrick Mahomes lost that first Super Bowl to Tom Brady. Instead of Brady having seven, he could have had six. And Mahomes could have added to his trophy case. But no, everybody automatically said, there's no way in hell Mahomes is catching him. Let's put it to bed. And then we saw him win another championship. And now Mahomes is 3-2 in a championship. Mahomes is not even 30 years old. He's already been to five Super Bowls. Let's relax just a little bit. Patrick Mahomes made it very clear. As he spoke for more than 10 minutes, took every question, didn't run away, was not a punk, didn't whine, didn't cry, didn't complain. Patrick Mahomes says, I'm going to use this to bounce back.
Anytime you lose a Super Bowl, it's the worst feeling in the world. They'll stick with you the rest of your career. I mean, these will be the two losses that will motivate me to be even better for the rest of my career, because you only get so few of these, and you have to capitalize on these, and they hurt probably more than the wins feel good.
Yeah. 3-2 in the Super Bowl, not too shabby, right? Come on, Tom Brady lost three times. He went 10. Damn. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. That game last night was boring as hell. It was good at the beginning, but then when it started to look like it was a runaway, there was nothing fun about it. And when we come back from break, I'm going to tell you the worst part about last night. I'm going to tell you the worst part about today. I'll explain on the other side of the break. We have so much more to get into. Blair Kirkhoff is going to join us from the Kansas City Star. We're going to talk Eagles today. We're going to show some love to Hurts and Saquon. Even Nick Sirianni, someone not used to feeling the love. And then how about this? Later on tonight, Luka Doncic is going to debut. Is scheduled to potentially debut. Let me get it right. For the Los Angeles Lakers. Anthony Davis made his debut to the surprise of no one. Anthony Davis is already hurt. And so, yeah. We're going to talk the aftermath of the Super Bowl. We'll give a little bit of a preview of a few things that will take place tonight, the rest of this week. We got a lot to do. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. 42-27. Did you enjoy the Super Bowl? Were you entertained? Did it capture your imagination? I thought it sucked. mean, after that first half, it just was a complete waste of time. The Kansas City Chiefs picking up 16 points at the end of the game did absolutely nothing for me. Down 24-0 at halftime, 34-0 in the third, picking up garbage points at the end. I had tapped out. And I told you before the break that this is the worst part about yesterday and today. This is the worst part. There's no more football. That's it. The regular season is done. There is no more football. There's none. I'm sorry. Spring football in college is not cutting it for me. I don't care about no scrimmages and no practices. I mean, we got Nebraska who's just like, we're not even doing this anymore. Matt Rhule said, I'm not having these showcase games to have my own players come out and get pilfered by somebody else. Hickey, you want to know how bad the Super Bowl was last night? You ready for this, Hickey? You ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
I had a conversation with a friend while watching the game. You know what we discussed, Hickey? We talked about the XFL, the USFL, and I guess the UFL. We had a whole conversation about what it is and how it came to be and what's what. That's how bad this game was. We were talking about spring football and how it has evolved over the past few years. That's what we were doing.
Let me tell you, nobody knows how to get blown out in the Super Bowl better than Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what you're talking about 4 years ago, but I'm sure it was something similar when they lost to the Buccaneers. Both losses have been not close, to say the least, where, I mean, I couldn't even imagine being that bored where it's, all right, let's talk XFL. Let's talk origins of the UFL here, since what's going on the TV screen is anything but exciting.
Yeah, we came to some type of, and this still might be inaccurate, and my apologies to all of our wonderful listeners in Birmingham who will certainly call up and tell me how wonderful their local Stallions are. I think that's the Birmingham football team, I think. Can't wait for these messages to come in. XFL is now the UFL and USFL. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. It's not college football and it's not the NFL. I am not watching football until we get to August, until we get to September. You might as well, you know, start trying to sell me on, I don't know. Of course, we're going to talk about the draft here. Of course, we're going to get into that. But you might as well try to get me to watch, I don't know, NBA All-Star game. That's coming up. Trae Young is a replacement. We got a Kyrie Irving who's a replacement. And forget that. You might as well try to get me to watch the Pro Bowl. I didn't watch a minute of that crap last week. Who did? This is the worst part. Of course. We're going to be looking at March Madness in a month. Pitchers and catchers, they should be reporting for baseball in a couple of days. Got trucks that have left. I know, Hickey, you told me last week, the New York Mets truck left.
That's right. I'm assuming by now it's down in Port St. Lucie unpacking, ready to go. So we're getting closer.
Did they make Pete Alonso drive the truck and unpack it too? They hate that guy.
Wouldn't be surprised
if
that's part of the deal.
Yeah, they hate him. Did he hurt? He hurt himself by not taking that deal the first time, huh?
Well, he also hurt himself by having the worst year of his career as a contract year in 2024. That didn't help when he's striking out 3 million times.
Aaron Judge, he is not. He's not. And so we got plenty to look forward to over the past, or not the past, over the next several months. March Madness, we got baseball starting. Baseball will start in a few weeks. You can sit down and watch all the spring training games. You can take it all the way until October with the World Series. Think about this. Baseball, the season is so damn long. It is basically bridging the entire NFL season, really from the Super Bowl all the way down to the championship. Baseball will just be moving into its playoffs almost by the time the NFL begins again. That's how long baseball season is. And basketball, don't even get me. Who the hell, who's playing? I don't know. They had Hubie Brown's last game yesterday. Giannis is sitting on the bench. He's out for weeks. And got to get my bracket together and try to get ahead of things. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Just horrendous last night. And horrendous wasn't the only thing. It wasn't just for the play on the field. I think those commercials were horrendous. Kendrick Lamar, I enjoyed it. I'm a Kendrick Lamar fan. I saw a lot of people didn't enjoy it. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about that halftime show. We're going to get into the commercials. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. And then we're going to get into these Kansas City Chiefs. There's a lot of people that are happy that they have been brought back down to earth. Now, Hickey, where are all the people who said that this was rigged? Where are all those people at? Where have they been over the past 24 hours? Have you heard them?
They're in witness protection. They're hiding.
Okay. And that's, I don't know, what, 50% of people? No, 20%, 30, 40?
I mean, realistically, probably like 10% of people, but damn, are they loud.
Yeah, rigged. Oh, my God. I mean, we even had one of their own players last night. We had DeAndre Hopkins going like, man, where are those people at right now? We just lost. We got robbed. Where are those people at? They're quiet, just like that guy who called a few weeks ago and told us that the Buffalo Bills were going to win the Super Bowl. We have not heard from that guy since. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to get into the Chiefs, them being brought back down to earth. We're going to talk about this entire package of a Super Bowl, which stunk. It was a blowout.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah. This is Kendrick Lamar. He didn't play this last night. This is Kendrick Lamar and his cousin. I enjoyed the halftime show. I don't remember. The commercials didn't do nothing for me. Not at all. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We started off the show, you know, showing love to the champion, the Eagles. We got a lot to do, a lot to discuss with them as the week continues on. When we get to the top of the hour, I want to take a look at the Kansas City Chiefs, the team that lost. The team that, of course, they lost, and now people are going to bury them. I guess that's the nature of professional sports. That's just how things go. But we know the game was boring. Nothing fun about it outside of some of the big plays by the Eagles. They just ate that man, Patrick Mahomes. They ate him alive. So we'll get to the Chiefs in a little bit. But when you think about the pure entertainment value aspect of last night's Super Bowl, yeah, it's a Cooper DeJean interception, a pick six. That's all fine. I couldn't tell you one commercial that I enjoyed. I was freaked out by a couple. Kanye West freaked me out. Why they allowed him to buy airtime, I have no idea. Money talks. There was a commercial with flying tongues. That did not do it for me. There was when Harry met Sally and it was a mayonnaise commercial. I'm just like, well, what are we doing? There's a little girl selling potato chips, growing potatoes. That was rather interesting. And then I'm like, how many more remakes of a movie can we make? They're making another Jurassic Park movie. They're making another Mission Impossible film. I'm like, how many more of these things can we make? The commercials were just... Nothing caught my attention. Issa Rae was selling tax stuff. I don't know here. Hickey, did anything catch your eye there?
Mostly no. I did like the Frito-Lay commercial. That was kind of like, you know, heartwarming of a little girl growing the potato. Right. And eventually the potato goes to Lay's, you know, highlighting the farmers here, American grown. I thought that was pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
But in terms of like funny, I feel like the Super Bowl commercials jumped the shark on being funny a long time ago.
Well, there was a commercial. I didn't realize James Harden was in a commercial until I saw a screenshot today. There was a commercial where he had no beard. Did you see that one?
Yes. You said the flying tongues. Did you mean the flying mustaches?
No, bro. Oh,
I didn't see the flying tongues then.
There was a commercial with flying tongues. I'm like, what is this?
Thank goodness I missed that. The flying mustaches then, I guess a similar but different commercial by Pringles. I don't really know what the point is, but you know, like the Pringles logo has like the guy, the round facing is like the mustache.
Yeah.
So for whatever reason, the guy blows into an empty Pringles canister and like makes this noise, and like every mustache on every person like flies off and like goes to like the canister. Oh my God. And so James Harden was one of the guys with a beard that flew off and flew towards whatever this guy was making the call. So that's why James Harden had the beard but was mustacheless.
Okay, James Harden was in a Pringles commercial.
He was, yes.
Okay, that'd be appropriate.
Checks out, right?
I can only think of a few commercials that James Harden would be in, right? I don't know. Just for Men, maybe? No?
Wow.
No, I'm just saying he got a big beard.
He does, and it is pretty black, but yeah. I guess maybe some help dye.
Male hygiene products, like beard, like a shaver, Gillette? I don't know.
Well, it can't be Gillette. Isn't shave.
Oh, you're right.
Maybe beard growth, beard enhancement, right? Like hair, I mean, follicle. There's a fake now, it's like because beards are popular, more people trying to get a beard and have like thin, patchy facial hair.
Right, right.
Whatever, you know. I was James Harden back in 2010. I had no beard. It was all patchy. I took so-and-so, and now look at me now.
We know James Harden. I don't think he used anything.
I don't think so either. But hey, if they're willing to pay $1 million to say, hey, I used this, and that's how I got my beard, you know what? I'll say it.
Yeah, those commercials, nothing memorable last night. And then the halftime performance, I get it. If you're not a fan of hip-hop, then maybe you don't pay attention or maybe you don't care. I had no problem with the show. I understood everything that was going on. Like, maybe you have to really follow things, too. But, I mean, over the years, they've been halftime. And you can't please everybody all the time. Didn't they have The Who perform a few years ago? If you would have told me The Who, I'd have been like, I know their songs, I know their records, but I don't associate it with them. I don't know. I had no problem with the halftime show. And the fact that it was actually, I don't want to say an entire diss to another human being, I find that even more interesting. Hickey, I had no problem with it. Did you enjoy any of it?
I like Kendrick Lamar. Like, I like a few songs. I like Not Like Us. That's a banger, right? I mean, like a lot of people do now.
Right.
But, like, so I'll be honest. You explain, honestly, a lot more the rap beef and the reasoning and some, like, the lyrics behind what it actually was. So I didn't really understand the beef beyond a very surface-level interpretation, number one. And outside of a few, like, popular songs he has, I'm not a huge Kendrick guy / know a lot about him. So a lot of the performance where you said you know kind of, you know, things that were going on, what he was talking about, what the, you know, significance was, it 99% of it went over my head. So
touché.
From that perspective, he played a few songs, right, I knew, but not a ton of bangers, not a ton of hits for the most part. So the song selection and just, again, for me not being a big fan of his, a lot of that was kind of sitting there saying, what's going on? How is this?
Well, let me tell you something, Hickey. You know Tupac and Biggie, who are no longer here, right?
Correct.
There was a big beef with those guys. And I'm not saying Kendrick Lamar and Drake are going to kill each other. This is no East Coast, West Coast war of music. This is none of that. These are two guys who happen to have a lot of money. And Drake, who's been one of the most popular, streaming, most played artists, especially in the time and era that we live in now. Drake might be the most streamed artist, I don't know, ever in the world that we live in now. Just imagine Tupac and Biggie. Hickey, imagine one of those guys being able to perform at the Super Bowl and tell his rival, hey, man, screw you, in a song that everybody loves and appreciates. Like, there is no bigger F you that you can deliver to somebody in America. Hickey, imagine getting a microphone at the Super Bowl and being told, hey, you know, go at whoever you want, and then this is who you go at the Super Bowl. And then he won 5 Grammys last week, and now he's on the Super Bowl this week telling a rival who basically, you ask me, Drake got a little too, into himself. A little high and mighty. He got chopped way the hell down. I'm trying to equate this. Hickey, who's two guys in the NBA that hit each other? I don't know.
Everybody and Draymond Green?
Well, yeah. Well, nobody likes Draymond.
Right.
I'm trying to find an even point. This is like, God rest his soul, this is like if Kobe was still here, right? This is like if Shaq and Kobe went back and forth at each other. And then one day, you know, Shaq had the microphone at the Super Bowl and he just destroyed Kobe and was actually good at it. So you know, you just put it this way. Drake has a lawsuit against his record label for promoting that song. That's how bad they hurt his feelings. And then they had his ex-girlfriend there in Serena Williams, who was dancing along to the song. It was just beyond. Hickey, I don't feel bad for that man, but there's no bigger embarrassment than to have everybody tap dance on you at your lowest point. And that's what they did to Drake last night. The past 2 weeks, from the Grammys to the Super Bowl. I couldn't imagine.
I agree. I also did not know that Drake and Serena Williams dated. So
yeah, they did.
Interesting. So yeah, that does. I'm sure it does not help. Like, there's no coming back from this, right? If you're Drake, like,
I don't know.
What do you do? Like you said, between the Grammys and yesterday,
Hickey, he stopped making records months ago. Instead of going back at him on a record, he said nothing, and then he decided to sue. This is like going to the principal and going, this is worse than going to the principal. This is like having a fist fight in the back room. You know, not even this is like having a fist fight on the playground. And then you're getting beat up, and then you could stand up enough, and you go, you know, I don't want to fight no more. I'm going to go tell on you. This is what he did.
Like, is it now just you go into hiding? Like, you sit on your millions and hundreds of millions, and you live a fun, exciting life, but, like, basically your days of, like, he can't make another record. He can't, like, how do people take him seriously?
He was selling out Australia. He's on tour in Australia. And I don't know.
Oh, right now?
Yeah. I don't know. Over the weekend, yesterday, 2 days ago, he was in Australia. And I mean, if you live in Australia, you still going to show up, right? Drake doesn't, he's not there every day, you know? So.
Oh, I did see a video of what was claimed to be Drake's people watching the halftime show in Australia. I'm like, this just, what? Now that makes a little bit more sense, which I'm also surprised they watched, probably knowing what was coming, but. Interesting.
Yeah, why do I want to watch myself get eviscerated? This is what is he going to do? File a lawsuit against Fox in the NFL?
Why not at this point? I mean, he's already halfway there.
A lot of the things that Kendrick Lamar said about this man were not kind. Let's just put it that way.
Are you surprised the NFL allowed him to perform that?
No. I'm not. You know, people were asking, why didn't Lil Wayne perform? And I'm like, well, if anybody was going to be offended by the things that Kendrick Lamar was saying, for people who are not aware, Kendrick Lamar was basically calling Drake as someone who would deal with underage girls. That's what he called it. The whole song is attacking the man. And in some of the most craziest lines are just, hey, man, watch your daughters around this guy. I guess it wasn't obscene enough, Hickey. The people who say, hey, where was Lil Wayne? I'm saying, my God, I've been listening to Lil Wayne since he came out when he was a teenager. And that man said some things in my entire life. I have to go, am I old enough to listen to this? Like, this is more than graphic. I'm like, man, I'm a whole adult listener. I'm a whoa. So, I don't know. Look, I have no idea who we're going to get over the past couple of years. We got Usher last year. We got Kendrick Lamar this year. I don't know. They're going to put Jelly Roll out there next year just for balance. I guess they've said we've had too many black people. Now we have to see where the Hickey, are the Rolling Stones, are they still rolling? Right? Are they? I don't know.
For that show next year, maybe. Get Mick Jagger, dust him off a little bit. Let's go.
Right. I mean, those guys are 80. Aren't they still on tour? Still rolling?
If so, I don't know. But if so, God bless them.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
So it's in San Francisco next year, Santa Clara. Balance. I don't know the biggest artists. I know artists out of the Bay Area. They are not going to let them play there. Last night was just, it was a dub. It was a loss. Halftime, I found a halftime to be the most interesting thing because the game, it was not it. The commercials were not it. I did see a Clydesdale. I saw a Budweiser horse. I saw no Budweiser frogs. Better luck next year. I sat here on Friday and all I said is I hope that the game is not a blowout. And that's exactly what the hell happened. And better luck next year. Let's see if the Eagles come back, and let's see who represents the AFC. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the team that, are they still going to be favored to represent the AFC next year? I'm talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. It's been said by everybody, the Buffalo Bills, the Eagles, in order to be the man, you got to beat the man. Well, the Chiefs have been beat. Patrick Mahomes has been beat into the ground physically. Andy Reid said that the loss hurts. You looked at Travis Kelce on the bench last night, was basically in tears. Chris Jones was on his hands and on his knees, a la LeBron James from a few years ago. Have we seen the best of the Kansas City Chiefs? We're going to get into that on the other side of the break. You're locked into the JR Sport Re-Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Worst part about the Super Bowl being over? The season is over. That's a shame. It's the JR Sport Re-Show. Don't move.